Movie director Billy Wilder has died at the age of 95. Often called one of Hollywood's greatest, Wilder co-wrote and directed such classic movies as Double Indemnity, Sunset Boulevard, and Some Like It Hot. He was born Samuel Wilder in Austria and died Wednesday at his home in Los Angeles. Pat Dowell has this appreciation.
Like many filmmakers of his generation, Billy Wilder was a European refugee who fled the rise of Hitler. And like many of them, he viewed his chosen profession not so much as a product of art, but of survival and hard work. That's what he told a group of students at the American Film Institute in 1986.
I work on schedule. I show up. I don't drink. I've never missed a day. I'm an honorable, reliable man. Talent, but reliable. That's the most important thing.
He made it sound like making movies was just a job, but David Thompson, who wrote the Biographical Dictionary of Film, says it was obviously more than that to Wilder, especially the writing.
He cherished the role of screenwriting, and I think he grew up believing that screenwriters were both misunderstood and abused. And in many ways, his view of directing, I think, was to protect the screenwriter, i.e., himself.
Thompson says that Wilder seemed less interested in how his movies looked than how they sounded. Instead of camera angles and beautifully framed shots, Wilder created atmosphere and action with dialogue.
I think he was wonderful at that kind of crossed swords talk. Two people who were going to like each other, but they didn't want to admit it too much. And there's a kind of fighting, a war of wits and words sometimes. That first scene where Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck meet in Double Indemnity, that's perfect Wilder scene. And you know the degree of sexual attraction between them just because of the way each one has to top the other with a wisecrack.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
Suppose it doesn't take.
Suppose I have to whack you over the knuckles.
Suppose I bust out crying and put my head on your shoulder.
Suppose you try putting it on my husband's shoulder.
That tears it.
As a man who had survived both Hitler and Hollywood, Billy Wilder knew the value of a snappy comeback. David Thompson says it was Wilder's way of hitting back at the cruelty he saw in the world.
I think he thought the world was a nasty, dangerous place, and it was up to us all to survive. I do think his own experience in life, that, you know, you've got to just struggle to get by, I think that had a lot to do with it.
Perhaps that's why Wilder peopled his movies with so many sharp-tongued chiselers and con men. He was often criticized as a cynic, but one of his favorite actors and best friends, the late Walter Matthau, thought otherwise.
He's got an optimistic way of looking at things, which appears at first to be cynical, but it's not. It's everything is hopeless, but never serious.
Billy Wilder's heroes were often guys just scraping by. Like him, survivors. But unlike Wilder, they didn't always make it.
You see, the body of a young man was found floating in the pool of her mansion, with two shots in his back and one in his stomach. Nobody important, really. Just a movie writer with a couple of B pictures to his credit. The poor dope. He always wanted a pool. Well, in the end, he got himself a pool. Only the price turned out to be a little high.
For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.